The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Philippe Saint-André is on the line. Welcome back to the show, Philippe.
Yeah, good morning.
What are we going to do with Antoine? What are we going to do with Antoine DuPont?
he's a good player, you know. He's unbelievable. I think he's a class player. He's a confident player, and he's a very, very quick player. But I think it's this new French team, you know, with a new generation of players. They won the World Cup under 20. They won with their club in Toulouse and in some other. And it's a big confidence in this French team. But for them, you know, it will be a huge test this weekend to play in Dublin against a great Irish team. You know.
Yeah, he DuPont, and like Owen was just saying there a minute ago, he's seen obviously at the minute is never mind about one of the best scrum halves in the world, one of the best players in world rugby at the minute, and he helped ruin us with that when we needed that 7-point win to win the championship in Paris back in October. But if you're planning, and you will be at some point soon against him at club level, Philippe, to counter this guy, what are you thinking if you're trying to give Andy Farrell, and we're hoping you can give him some advice ahead of Sunday, what are you thinking?
I think first things, you must not give some gap around the ruck, because you know he has a very good vision, and he's looking all the time if he can break around the ruck. You know, after two or three phases, if somebody is very, very quick, and after, you know, when it's a break with the backs, you know, he's very often the first support on the inside ball, and because he smells the line and he understands very well the game, you know. He's somebody very, very strong. So I think it's the Irish team need to tackle him and keep him on the floor the more longer possible to be out of action. But this can bring penalty or yellow card. So, but I think for the Irish team, you know, I think you were very unlucky last week in Wales. You took a red card, and against the French team, what is difficult in the French team is that they don't take any risk in their 30 meters. You know, they play a lot of kicking game, but after they are great on the turnover, you know, you have players like Ficou, Vincent, Villiers, Jalibert, Dupont, Penaud. They are quick, they are very, very strong, and they are skillful. So it's a very good French team, very well balanced with the back row, with the front five. I think it's very well coached also by Fabien Galthié and all these assistants. And the confidence is back. You know, in the French team, we had 10 years very, very poor, and now the confidence is back. I will say for the last 4 years, each club in France need to pick 16 French players on the team sheet each week. So our new generation played the top 14, and this is the best thing couldn't happen for the French team.
What other work then went in, Philippe, to creating this golden generation? You mentioned bringing in rules that 16 French players have to be in the top 14 squads. What else happened? What else did you see over the last 10 years that suggested that this golden generation was going to come along?
When I was the coach of the French team, we had a big problem because 80% of the winger was Fijian, and 70% of the prop was Georgian in the top 14. So we said that we need to stop this. So we need to put a lot of money in the club for the formation, you know, to create the next generation and to bring good coaching in under 16, under 18, under 21. And to be honest, we had a great generation. We won the World Cup under 20 2 years in a row. Then it didn't happen for the French rugby. And also these young players, started to have game time in top 14, and before they needed to go in second division to have game time, and this makes completely the difference. But also, I think this young generation, you know, They work hard about their skills, so they are more skillful than the other generation. And also with a new organization, they have a true break in inter-season. When they are with the French team, they are 2 weeks before the Six Nations, so they can switch on about the French team. Then before, it was 1 week French team, 1 week top 14. It was a mess. Then now, you know, the player, or they are focused with the club, or they are focused with the international duty. But they don't go back all the time, you know, to club and international duty. And this is very, very destructive for the player and for the staff.
Yeah, the just in relation to the Irish team, the two questions I wanted to ask you, Philippe, just about in relation to Johnny Sexton, and first of all, about there's been so much chat, obviously, this week about his return to play and the head knock last weekend, the comments made in France. Like, what, first of all, before I ask you about those, in terms of the, we're not sure yet whether he's going to be in the team or not, but the impact on France of seeing Johnny Sexton's name on that team sheet, that Laurence Labitte has spoken this week very affectionately about his abilities as a tactician as much as anything else.
I think, to be honest, with this team, the French team, I don't think so. They care a lot, you know, because I think they focus about themselves and they are not focused about the other team. I think it's a change of mentality about this generation. You know me, in the starting 15 this week, I have three players from Montpellier: Momo Awas, the tight end; Paul Villemse, the lock; and the center, and you know, Vincent, and when you speak with them, they won't be focused about themselves, about their game plan, about what they need to do, and they don't bother too much about the other teams. So I think Sexton is very important for the Irish team and maybe for the spirit of this Irish team, but this French team, I don't think so. They care too much. And after, to come back about if he play or he doesn't play, I think you know, Sexton is an amazing player, and if he feels he can play, it's because he's okay, you know. And if the doctor of the Irish team say he's okay to play, for me it's not a problem. The only thing change is in France, you know, with the top 14, when we have one player go out of the pitch for knock-on or a concussion, is not the doctor of the club are in charge. It's the doctor outside. And now, when we have one guy go out, he's not allowed to play for 10 days or 2 weeks. So it's because the rules are completely different in France than in England or in UK or in Ireland, then maybe it's a lot of things in the newspaper about this. But you know me, I don't have any doubt if Sexton played this week, it's because he's 100% and he has the green he has the authorization of the doctor of Ireland, and I think it's not an issue at all, you know.
Yeah, and like, just given, so to ask the second part of that question more generally, Philippe, like, you've been an elite player, you've coached at elite level, coaching at elite level at the minute, you know this stuff inside out. Do you feel that, looking at the stuff that's come out of the UK, particularly over the last couple of months, is the game at a dangerous moment at the minute, or a pivotal moment in relation to head injuries and the long-term impact of that?
Yeah, to be honest, when you are a coach or a manager, the most important things for your player is the health and the healthier of the players. You know, you need to look after your players. The players are important to play, of course, but they are important to carry on for the rest of the life and to feel good, you know. And to be honest, I have me a young back row play last week, and in the end of the game, he said he had headache, and Monday he didn't feel good, so we bring him to a specialist of concussion. And now he's out of 10 days, and yesterday I spoke with him, and And for me, of course, I need him, but the health of the players is more important than everything, you know. So, yeah. And like you say, with things happening in England, in Wales, and things happening with American football and things like this, we need to be very, very careful, you know. We need to be careful because you know, rugby, it's amazing and we love it, but after you stop to play, you still have 30 or 40 years to live, you know, and the health and safety of the player, for me, is very, very important.
Yeah, paramount. Before we come back to get your prediction for the game, Philippe, I wanted to ask you about, you're not long in Montpellier, obviously, and I think you'd come in just after the loss to La Rochelle, or Rona Lagara's La Rochelle, as they've been renamed here in Ireland. From the job that he's been doing there over the last 18 months or so, what's your view? I'm sure you've been keeping a close track on it before you even came in at Montpellier, but what's your view of Ronan as a coach and the style of rugby that he's playing?
Well, I think he's doing a great job. You know, already he was coaching in Paris, in Racing, after he'd been in New Zealand. And now he's doing a great job in La Rochelle. They are in the top two, in the top 14. They play a very great game of rugby. They are well organized. They are pragmatic. Also, he managed very well the turnover in this squad, because the top 14, it's a long season. And I think, you know, with also all this experience, like a player, but also a coach, I am sure that one day he will be back in the settle of the Irish rugby.
Yeah, well, I think that seems like an inevitable graph at some point, and we shall watch that with interest. I should ask you as well before we go, your academies, the PSA academies, people, regular listeners and viewers to the show will be familiar with it. How's all that been impacted by COVID, Philippe? Have you been able to manage to continue to do some level of coaching there? Where is that at the minute?
I think it was tough, you know. We had last year a lot of camp in Ireland, and I think we just did two. The other was cancelled. In team, we did 2 weeks last summer, but it worked very, very well. And in England, we did just one. So we just hope that, you know, that this summer it will be better. We can organize camp in Ireland, in England, in France, because what is important, we try to have great coach, and also we try to improve the players about to be good on the pitch, but also to be a good man and to be a good boy. And also with a mixity, like in senior, we have 12, 13, 14 different nationalities, you know. The mix of all these nationalities is great to see, and it's great to coach, you know.
Yeah, people can check out psaacademies.com for more information on that. Before we let you go, very lastly, how many points are France going to win by on Sunday?
2 points. 2 points defense. I think it will be tough, it will be hard, but they are so confident at the moment. I think France will win by 2 points.
Okay, well, look, we look forward to it. And the pleasure is always speaking with you, Philippe Saint-André. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. It's going to be a fascinating game this weekend. It's 20-9 on OTBAM.
The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.